Welcome to the Ray Harryhausen Podcast, the show dedicated to the life, career and films of a special effects Titan. Join us as we host in-depth discussions about the work, influences and legacy of this uniquely talented filmmaker. Brought to you by the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation, we will be delving into Ray's archive to bring a unique insight into his work, including exclusive audio from the man himself. We will be joined by special guests for retrospectives, exclusive announcements and competitions, so this podcast is a must-listen for all fans of the world of Ray Harryhausen, animation and classic filmmaking.
Hello and welcome to episode 44 of the Ray Harryhausen podcast, or episode 12 of our vodcast, if you're watching in video form. After a short break, we're back with a series of very interesting interviews and episodes. My name is Connor Heaney, and I'm the collections manager for the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation. And I'm joined, as usual, by Foundation trustee John Walsh. Hello, John.
Hello, Connor. We're back. What did George Costanza say in Seinfeld? We're back, baby. So we're back, and after a short break, but we've not had our feet up, Connor, have we? If anything, we've been working so very hard under the surface that we've got an embarrassment of riches coming up, which is a whole series of fabulous vodcast podcasts. And this first one was one that you were very heavily involved with. We can see on the background here, our second Ray Harryhausen Awards. And can you tell us a bit about what happened for year two?
Indeed, for the second edition of the Ray Harryhausen Awards, we had, for the first time, an in-person awards event at the Cameo Cinema in Edinburgh on June 29th, marking Ray Harryhausen's birthday, of course. And so it was a wonderful way of celebrating all of the entrants and all of the winners of our awards this year, as well as celebrating Ray's life. And we capped the event off with a special 60th anniversary screening of Jason and the Argonauts. So a wonderful event. We're going to play some audio now from the evening and from the winner's announcement. But it's been really great. The second year of our awards, we're really hitting our stride now. And what an amazing selection and such a diverse number of winners we have now, making some very interesting films in the year 2023.
Absolutely, yes. So let's kick straight off and go in and have a look at the awards themselves. Let's go.
So how this is going to work, I'm going to pass over to our judging panel now. We have a video here of our judges discussing and announcing our award-winning films for this year in four categories. Each category you will see the winning film and then an honourable mention. We have a short video at the end, actually, one of our winning filmmakers, two of our winning filmmakers, made a nice thank you message for us, which is great. There's a little mild, humorous profanity in there, so I hope you don't mind or maybe you're not offended. I just thought I'd give you a forewarning. But for now, I'll be quiet. I'll let you see the winning awards. I'll then announce our Harryhausen Hall of Fame winner, and then a short introduction to Jason and the Argonauts. But for now, please enjoy the entries into the Ray Harryhausen Awards 2023.
Hello and welcome to the Ray Harryhausen Awards, recognising excellence in all forms of animation. Today is the 29th of June 2023, on what would have been Ray Harryhausen's 103rd birthday. I'm joined by fellow judges Steve Henderson, director of the Manchester Animation Festival, and Vanessa Harryhausen, daughter and trustee at the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation.
Hello, I'm Vanessa Harryhausen, and I would like to thank you all that entered the Ray Harryhausen Awards for 2023 and those who are coming tonight to view Jason and see the award given. Wow, it was amazing to see all the different entries we had for the awards all over the world we had and all over. And thank you so, so much for taking the time to put these entries in.
I will start by saying that it was an absolute delight to be on the jury of the Ray Harryhausen Awards again. Myself and my fellow jurors, John Walsh and Vanessa Harryhausen, had an absolutely wonderful time going through all the entries. It's magnificent to have the opportunity to see what's happening in animation and VFX nowadays, and to see the entries that come in from around the world, and to know that Ray's legacy is having an effect on animation, even in the year 2023. And it looks like it will have for many years to come. So thank you very much to the Ray Harryhausen Awards and to the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation for having me on the jury once more. Thank you.
Best Short Animation, I chose Puppet Story, an outstanding stop motion lamenting the passing of traditional animation with performances that have wit, pathos and magical energy, with a fulsome tribute to Ray Harryhausen. I was impressed by the sound and lighting design too.
One of the things that I loved about Puppet Story was the creatures or the characters coming to life on the little sets on the animation table. And it reminded me of me asking Dad one time to do a quick story on his creatures coming to life at home. And so that's why I really liked the Puppet Story, because it sort of reminded of my conversation with Dad about what happens if some of his creatures came to life in our home. So that was really, really lovely.
And now on to the winner of Best Short Film Animation. And it goes to a film that uses the medium of stop motion to take the audience on a journey that surprises and delights, really embracing the technique of animated storytelling. The winner for Best Short Film Animation is Puppet Story by Park Si-hong. Congratulations.
난 참아야 했죠. 잠을 수 있었죠. 그날을 위해 늘 걱정하듯 말하죠. 헛된 꿈은 독이라고. 세상은 끝이 정해진 책처럼 이미 돌이킬 수 없는 현실이라. 마주칠 수 있어요. 언젠가는
an honourable mention in this category goes to Out of Character, a film that nicely blends CG and traditional hand-drawn style animation in an homage to the classic early animation artwork styles with strong messaging.
I wanted to give an honourable mention to Out of Character, which is a love letter to animation crammed full of ingenuity to tell a story about accepting who you are.
Best Student Award goes to Provisions, which provided an original take on a multi-generational drama, nicely performed and executed. A wonderful fusion of documentary and animation makes the film's strong message come through.
Provisions was a lovely another film. I liked all the animation and the cooking in the film, and it was great to see the different generations, and it was just a lovely short film.
How does Grandma make this look so easy? Hi, Grandma.
Hi. What are you up to?
Here, wait. I'm putting you on speaker, okay?
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you properly.
Grandma, I need your help.
What exactly are you having trouble with?
I'm making provision soup for a potluck I'm hosting tonight. I'm trying to roll out the dumplings, but they're just so sticky and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, so you have to let them sit a while first and then you roll them out and then it becomes smooth.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really glad that you have me to call, because when I was up here, there were no WhatsApp or cell phones. Back in Trinidad when we were growing up, that was something we would cook at least once a week. Although I never actually cooked at home. I looked at my mom and sisters making it, and it was only when I came up here I really started cooking.
Mm.
When we moved up to Canada here, there were no West Indian stores. Whereas back home, we just went to the backyard to get all the provisions.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes, things you grew up with could never leave you. Even with all the new foods here in Canada, I was most excited to cook things that stayed up for years at home.
An honourable mention for campfire stories also in this category. Edmond Durante has produced a humorous and effective short film with great lighting and design, a well-paced story, and a punchy ending.
The jury would like to give an honourable mention to Campfire Stories for its superb character animation performance woven within a fun narrative.
It may seem cutesy, using words like brillig and mimsy, but let me tell you something. The Jabberwock is real.
Oh!
The Jabberwock is completely and utterly terrifying.
Best children's animation goes to The Speech of Sakae Suri. They should be congratulated here on their storytelling, good use of animation, and an important ecological message. Well done.
I liked The Speech of Chai Suri because it really hit home with me. I've got a particular like and interest in First Nations and tribal issues with the world today. And I thought your speech was very, very touching and very realistic, and it just brings everybody to think about the situation of our world today. And I think it was a really poignant film. So thank you very, very much. And I hope we all learn from it.
Animation. The winner goes to a film that handles a big issue through stop motion animation. And its handling of the subject of climate change, the issue of the age, and the maturity of selecting this topic and delivering this animation as a force for good story is absolutely commendable. It's something that children and adults alike can learn from. The winner of Best Children's Film Animation is The Speech of Chai Suri. Congratulations.
Meu nome é Chai Suri. Eu tenho só 24, mas meu povo vivia pelo menos 6 mil anos na floresta amazônica. Meu pai, o grande cacique Almir Suri, me ensinou que devemos ouvir as estrelas, a lua, o vento, os animais e as árvores. Hoje o clima está esquentando, os animais estão desaparecendo, os rios estão morrendo, nossas plantações não florescem como antes. A terra está falando, ela nos diz que não temos mais tempo.
Area 51 gets an honourable mention in this category. Gianna King, aged only 11, has impressed all the judges with her tribute to all things Ray Harryhausen. She shows a clear love of animation, and we look forward to seeing more from her in the future.
Film animation. The jury would like to give an honourable mention to Area 51. It's a charming short film, playfully exploring the potential for stop-motion animation with some clever tricks up its sleeve to tell a fun story. But we can't go by without celebrating all the entrants of this fantastic category, who will find special certificates winging their way to them. The jury was absolutely delighted to see so much fun and the craft and ingenuity delivered in these films. The future of animation and visual effects certainly looked bright.
I'd like to give a special thank you to all the very young students and the young children that put all their entries in. I know it was very hard to do in the time it took, and it's very, very much appreciated. And I know Dad would have been so proud if he was here to see all your efforts and the time you took to put these lovely little stories in. So thank you very, very much, and please don't give up. So it's a tough world out there, so you know, for all you young animators, keep on going, because you know that you will get a break. Just keep on going. Thank you very, very much.
There was one film in the Best Animated Feature Film category that we felt best encapsulated the wonderful world of Ray Harryhausen creatures. That film was Epic Tales. Its comedic retelling of Jason and the Argonauts through the lens of mice was really inspired. It had great pacing, great animation, and for the first time the judges have decided to award a Spirit of Harryhausen Award. So congratulations to Epic Tales.
Before we announce the winner for Best Feature Film Animation, the jury wanted to give a Spirit of Harryhausen certificate to Epic Tales, which is a charming sequel of sorts to The Adventures of Jason. And it's crammed full of lots of lovely Harryhausen Easter eggs for film fans, young or old, to dissect and enjoy and watch. So congratulations to the Epic Tales team.
I really enjoyed Epic Tales. It was lovely with the theme of Jason around it and the little characters. It was beautifully done. And it made me smile at the end of it. It was really, really lovely.
I've always wanted to be a heroine. Patty! Stand at the ready, my gallant crew!
A hero is a big, strong human, Patty, not a little mouse like you are.
My favorite hero above all of the rest is Jason, because he brought back the Golden Fleece.
We must do Zeus our gratitude. To Zeus, master of Olympus. Woohoo!
It's awesome. I think it's the most beautiful ever made for me. It certainly deserves.
Certainly deserves. All right, I'll give you 7 days to make a statue of me that's as beautiful as my brother's.
The countdown has begun.
Come on, Curly. They're all counting on us.
We're going on an adventure!
Let's go!
UK-san?
It's a waste of time, Patty. Abandon the whole thing.
But the fate of Yulkos is in our hands. We've got to keep going. They'll be okay. We're traveling with Greece's greatest hero.
Mirtek!
I wonder what it's like going through rough weather on a boat.
Feeling a bit seasick?
Don't have my sea legs yet.
Yes, it's lightning. Add more lightning.
That's what you wanted, right? To get off this boat? It didn't matter where? I'll show all of you! It's time to show these Cyclops what we're made of. You ready?
We're ready!
Conquer anything.
Best feature film animation goes to Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Directed by Guillermo and Mark Gustafson, this is a visually stunning and original adaptation that embraces the darkness of the original story by Carlo Collodi, whose original dated back to 1880. The work of Mark and Guillermo thrills and entertains the audience and is a true masterwork in the medium of stop-motion animation. I'm sure Ray Harryhausen himself would have been enthralled by the work on screen. Congratulations.
Just would like to say congratulations to Guillermo del Toro for Pinocchio. And it was just amazing, the animation, the story, and everything about it. So it was a delight to watch. Thank you very much.
And this goes to a film that has not only delighted audiences, but has also changed the conversation about mainstream animation through its captivating depth and quality. It really is a film for the ages. The winner for Best Feature Film Animation goes to Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio by Guillermo del Toro and Mark Gustafson. Congratulations.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't.
Over there! What is that?
Papa! It speaks!
He's just a puppet!
No, I'm not! I'm a real boy!
People are sometimes afraid of things they don't know.
I don't understand!
We have found him, our star.
Everyone shall love you and call your name Pinocchio.
Pinocchio!
I have something I'd like to give you. It is a school book which belonged to a very special boy.
The boy you lost? Papa!
Enough of this nonsense.
Hey, where are you going?
You tell him I love him. And I won't be a burden anymore. Hello?
just a wooden boy with a borrowed soul.
While you may have eternal life, your loved ones, they do not. You never know how long you have with someone until they're gone.
The boy loves you for who you are.
Guide him to be good.
Stop that! Don't hurt him anymore!
You may have no strength, but I control you. Please bring him back to me.
Life is such a wonderful gift.
Holy shit! The Harryhausen Award. That's amazing. I mean, that is amazing. This one really means something special to me, to all of us on the Pinocchio crew. We got a lot of awards this year, but this one, wow, from the pioneer of stop motion animation, somebody that we all look up to. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Ray Harryhausen. That's why this award means so much to me. Thank you.
This is Guillermo del Toro wanting to thank you for this incredibly moving award, perhaps the most significant in terms of this carrying the name of the god of animation and of stop motion. And I know Ray had a great affinity for the classic fairy tales and the classic children's stories, but he did a very sophisticated work, and it was minutely attentive to details and movement and character through movement. So I think he would have appreciated our Pinocchio very much. And for me, this is a life-changing award. Thank you.
You know, I will never forget the first time I saw the skeleton fight in Jason and the Argonauts. I was sitting in a living room with my parents, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I had no idea what was going on. It was amazing. That was my first exposure to Ray Harryhausen. And from then on, I became obsessed with him. And in fact, if it weren't for Ray, I wouldn't be doing stop motion today. So from the whole crew of Pinocchio, thank you so much for this honor. It really means a lot. We've gotten a few awards this year, but man, this one, this one really touches me. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to all of our winners. Now, if you'd like to take part in next year's awards, simply log on to harryhausenawards.com and find out how.
I would also like to thank all the fans and the people that have come to the awards and continue to watch Dad's films and keep his memory alive. Without you guys, you know, his memory probably would have just slipped away slowly. But I always love saying thank you, because he never, never forgot the people that helped him be what he was. And it was through all his fans and yourselves out there. So a humble thanks, and I will keep saying it because I know Daddy would have liked to say this, to you all for keeping his memory alive. Thank you very, very much. And I hope you all enjoy the film Jason. It's lived long and good for all that wonderful animation. So enjoy tonight.
That was absolutely amazing. And what a fantastic night, Connor. And to have played a 60th anniversary screening of Jason and the Argonauts as well. I'm sure that was a great success with the audience.
Yeah, Jason and the Argonauts, it's one of those films you never get tired of, and it's very special to see it on the big screen. The restored version, of course, the 2K version of Jason, in its correct setting, I suppose, on the big screen with an audience full of people. Yeah, really capped the night off wonderfully. And it was good because I knew obviously what the winners were going to be, and we played our special video of the winners' announcements, and it was great to see people's reactions. You always wonder how people are going to react to some of the announcements you're going to make, but generally I think everybody was very impressed by the standard of entrance this year and of the winners that the judges chose.
And where can people see the winning films? I mean, some of them, for example, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio can be seen on Netflix. And I think other download rental services are available. Where can they see others, such as the short films and epic tales? Do we know yet?
If you go to harryhausenawards.com, we now have a winners section on our website, and you can scroll through there and see the various details. Some are available to watch on YouTube. Some are only available through trailers or entries on Vimeo. But you can certainly get a glimpse of each of the films that won. And yes, it's now I say, looking over that section of our website, that's 2 years worth of winners and such wonderful animation that people have submitted to us. And I think you've mentioned there Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. During the awards event, when he made his very kind acceptance speech alongside his co-director Mark Gustafsson, that was a real highlight. I think people were astonished and delighted to see him speaking about how much the awards meant to him, and Mark Gustafsson there, of course, as well, talking about just how many awards they've won this year, but how this stands out for them and how special it was to receive a Ray Harryhausen Award.
Fabulous. Now, if you'd like to receive your own Ray Harryhausen Award, then simply log on, as Connor said, to harryhausenawards.com, where you can find all the details of how to enter. And you can do that pretty much now. So we are open all year round now to inquiries and to, I think, submissions as well, Connor, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. You can enter the awards through our website, harryhausenawards.com. You can find us on Film Freeway as well, which is filmfreeway.com/harryhausenawards. And if you have any inquiries for the 2024 edition of the Ray Harryhausen Awards, then we'll be more than happy to help. We're really kind of enjoying the momentum that this year's event has given us, and already looking towards next summer. It's going to be this wonderful yearly celebration, not only of Ray's life and legacy, but of contemporary animation as well, and the many people that he inspired.
Excellent, good stuff. Now we have a quick roundup, Connor, don't we, of other Harryhausen news and news and views.
Yes, there's been, as always, as John mentioned at the start of the episode, there's been lots going on under the surface, and we've been preparing some special anniversary screenings. I spoke there about our 60th anniversary screening of Jason and the Argonauts, but now we look towards celebrating 50 years of the Golden Voyage of Sinbad. Quite hard to believe that film is 50 years old, but we've got some very special events coming up. On August the 19th, the film star Caroline Munro will be coming to the Glasgow Film Theatre for a special screening of the movie. She'll be introducing the film, and we'll then be looking at a post-screening delve into our 3D scanning programme. We've been working on a very exciting project with the Glasgow School of Art to scan Ray Harryhausen's original plaster moulds for the creatures used on Golden Voyage and some of his other films as well. And so you'll be getting a first glimpse at Ray's original sculptures captured in 3D, and the students and lecturers from the School of Digitization and Simulation will be talking a little about the excitement and the challenges of working with this incredible archive material. And of course, afterwards, you'll be able to meet with Caroline and with Ray's daughter, Vanessa Harryhausen, and chat with other attendees, get signatures and buy merchandise and all of that good stuff. So put it in your diary. If you're in Scotland or anywhere in the UK and you'd like to come and visit Glasgow on August the 19th, we're really taking an afternoon off to celebrate 50 years of the Golden Voyage of Sinbad.
And well worth taking swerving a day of work or of school to do that. And we're having something special in London as well, aren't we, Connor, at the historic Regent Street Cinema in September?
That's right, September 29th. So I've got a couple of months to look forward to another screening of Golden Voyage of Sinbad with Caroline Munro and Vanessa Harryhausen, and yourself, John. John Walsh will be there as well. Not only celebrating Golden Voyage of Sinbad, but celebrating Ray Harryhausen. We're going to be getting a special plaque installed at the Regent Street Cinema in honour of Ray and his contribution to the film industry. And it's a real honour to be asked. I think Ray is one of the first plaques to be installed at the cinema. And Regent Street Cinema is, I think it gets called the birthplace of British cinema. It's a very important venue. And so this is going to be, again, a lovely event. keep an eye on our social media pages and our website for further details. But if you're in London, September the 29th, which I think is a Friday evening, again, another celebration of the Golden Voyage of Sinbad and of Ray Harryhausen.
Absolutely. And if you want a little bit more from the Golden Voyage of Sinbad, and I was making a bit of noise in the background there, I hope it didn't disturb people, but we have done an unboxing for a brand new star of Golden Voyage of Sinbad, which is this fella here, the Centaur, and courtesy of Star Race Toys, and part of our Harryhausen collection here. And you can find out more when you look on my channel here, which is coming up in the caption below, or on the Ray Harryhausen YouTube page as well, where you can find Harryhausen unboxings. And I unbox this fella here, and we find out which 70s pop star inspired his haircut. And you can find out also how you can win the Centaur as well, which is rather wonderful. And I think that's probably, we've given people enough there, haven't we, Connor, to quench their Harryhausen appetite for now, do you think, in this episode?
Well, yeah, I hope so. You know, we have been away for a while, so hopefully this has been a feast of animation and of Harryhausen updates. I would also say that if you're interested in purchasing official Foundation merchandise, you can head to artuk.org, where we have a range of really interesting designs for T-shirts and mugs and fridge magnets and other accessories, alongside prints of Ray's original artwork, including the Golden Voyage of Sinbad. So, yes, if you've got that Harryhausen hunger, then take a look. I think the best place to find out about this kind of these kind of updates is on our Facebook page or on our Twitter or Instagram, all of which the details will be accessible through the links below. But yes, we always have a lot going on at the Foundation. There's always lots of activity, so stay tuned for updates and how you can see Ray's films in person.
Absolutely. Now, thanks for that, Connor. I just want to shout out to Ben Page, who's been a big help and support, and he works diligently with the folks down at the Gerry Anderson organization, working on their fabulous podcast. And Ben lent a hand, Connor, didn't he, to the awards and to the recording of what people can see online and what they can hear through their earpieces now for this podcast and vodcast. So thanks very much, Ben. We look forward to working with you more in the future. And stay tuned, everyone, for the next episode, because we've got some real surprises coming up for episode number 45. So we see you then. Take care. Goodbye.
Copyright in the Ray Harryhausen podcast is owned by the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation, a registered Scottish charity, number SC001419, 2013. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part without written permission from the Foundation. The views expressed within these podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of the Foundation, its trustees or employees. For further terms and conditions, please contact us at rayharryhausen.com, where you can also find our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter links.